It was at the end of the Second World War when we didn't have a choice of jobs. We just got drafted into a factory.
Mm.
And I think I was about 14 or 14 and a half. I wasn't 15. And they directed me to go from Handside School to Buchanan's, which was a toffee factory, which was taken over by de Havilland's as the fitting shop for ladies.
And what year would that be?
That would have been 1945, mm. August 1945 until April 46. That's right, yeah, 46. I started my apprenticeship at 46 and 50, and finished my apprenticeship after I left de Havilland's, that was. I left de Havilland's in the April, May of 46, just a bench boy.
Right.
I used to go and, if it was a double-handed job, one of the ladies needs someone to hold something, I used to go along and help out. I think there was two bench boys. I was a local one, another one lived at Hatfield somewhere and used to cycle. And then when we left Buchanan's and went to Hatfield, I had to travel on my bike and the other chap lived locally. So it swapped over, you see.
Yes.
And
and what were the women making?
Well, small parts for the aircraft. I wouldn't like to say. Sort of a press shop. They used to put a piece of metal under a press and pull a lever or press a button and the clamp would come down to shape a piece of metal.
Yeah.
And then they might have to get some rivets and join them together.
Hmm.
And from there, I think it was just after Christmas in 45 that we went to Hatfield.
So how many women would there have been, approximately? Oh,
40 or 50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most of them, I would imagine, must have been single, a rough guess.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose there must have been one or two married very well. Most of them were about 19 or 20, something like that, 22.
And what were you paid there?
My hourly rate was fourpence and 15/16 of a old penny, a penny.
Yeah.
And my total weekly wage was £1.08 after stoppages.